Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
Towards new treatment options for major depressive disorder and schizophrenia, a role for D2 receptor partial agonists. Major depressive disorder and schizophrenia share the fact that the side effect burdens of many available treatments may prevent patients from achieving their treatment goals, especially functional recovery. Dopamine D2 receptor partial agonists, developed with both efficacy and tolerability in mind, offer new treatment options both in schizophrenia and in the adjunctive treatment of major depression. Despite the availability of effective antidepressants, about half of patients with MDD do not achieve an adequate clinical response, as defined by a 50% or greater reduction in depression symptoms when measured using a well-accepted depression rating scale, said Ricardo Colin of the National Institute of Neurology in Mexico City. He was speaking during a major educational symposium held as part of the 2018 World Congress of Psychiatry in Mexico City. Despite treatment, many patients continue to experience impaired social functioning and quality of life. One effective option in such patients, and an alternative to switching or adding another antidepressant, is to augment treatment with an atypical antipsychotic. Such adjunctive therapy is supported by high-quality evidence, Professor Colin said. Similarly, in schizophrenia, many treatments, although reasonably effective, particularly in the control of positive symptoms, do not fully achieve patient goals. One reason, Ricardo Colin argued, is that the side effect burden of many antipsychotics can lead to poor quality of life, and in turn that leads to poor adherence. Activating, sedating, and metabolic effects are among the adverse events frequently experienced. Atypical antipsychotics have been developed with the aim of adding to existing treatment options in both MDD and schizophrenia. One such class is the dopamine D2 receptor partial agonists, thought to modulate dopamine neurotransmission according to the levels of endogenous dopamine and leading to efficacy with fewer undesirable side effects. What are we looking for in the treatment of schizophrenia? Asked Leslie Citromi of New York Medical College, Valhalla, USA, who picked up this thread for further discussion. Treatment goals include symptom resolution, relapse prevention, a benign side effect profile, improved functioning, and good adherence to treatment. But if achieving all these goals is ideal, the reality is that treatment choice may involve trade-offs, notably between efficacy and side effects. That being said, the diversity in receptor profiling among approved antipsychotics in terms of both binding affinity and intrinsic activity offers a meaningful treatment choice in patients. Although efficacy is broadly comparable across agents, the tolerability profile is not, with D2 receptor partial agonist resulting in lower side effect burden in relevant domains. Activating, sedating, and metabolic effects are common causes of concern, taking into account the side effect profile of a particular treatment, which varies according to receptor profile, is part of taking patients' needs and preferences into account, Professor Citromi argued. To encourage the widely accepted goal of individualizing therapy, he distinguishes between various groups of patients. There are, for example, people with diabetes, cardiovascular disease, overweight, QTC prolongation. There are those with concerns related to prolactin or osteoporosis, sexual dysfunction, and menstrual irregularities. And there are patients who need to avoid excessive sedation, such as those in education and employment. For each of these groups, the D2 receptor partial agonist approach may offer a valuable option in the acute and maintenance treatment of schizophrenia, he concluded. Gustavo Alva from ATB Clinical Research, Costa Mesa, California, discussed the theme of reduced well-being seen in many depressed patients who do not respond adequately to treatment with antidepressants. The absence of full remission means poor work functioning and increased social and economic costs. Symptoms of anxiety, which are common in MDD, decrease the likelihood of response to antidepressants, Professor Alva suggests. For MDD patients who do not achieve good return to function, adjunctive treatment with an antipsychotic is an option. In short-term trials versus adjunctive placebo, which is in effect antidepressant monotherapy, Augmented antipsychotic treatment has shown greater improvement as measured by the Sheehan Disability Scale, as well as by change on the MADRS. And open-label studies lasting up to 52 weeks have shown sustained improvement in clinical symptoms among patients on adjunctive therapy.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.